And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys, and we're going to talk a little bit about leftovers now. You got to have some in your fridge if you celebrated Turkey Day a couple days ago. And what do you do with all that, Bob? I mean, there's lots of ideas, but what do you like to do with it?
Well, it's good to know you like dark meat because we usually end up with more dark meat. So
your family likes
to
like
it over to you.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was going to say, are you cooking some special kind of turkey?
Yeah, yes, they're anyway. So one of the, you know, I love Mexican food.
Sure you do. Yep.
So
well, you love the spice of Mexican food.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. But I also find that after a few days, turkey is very unappealing to me. And so I try and just decoy it a little bit.
Right.
And so we do happen to love quesadillas.
Mm-hmm.
So I will take some, whatever, the small chunks. Not the nice slices that you use for sandwiches or whatever, but, you know, you get all kinds of little parts and pieces of white and dark meat, and I'll chop them up on a cutting board with my Yuli, and and I'll throw them in a saucepan with some garlic EVO and chop up some onions and maybe some peppers, and then I'll put some of this spice that I love called tajin, T-A-J-I-N. And you hear me talk about it from time to time, but it's just, you know, sometimes it's nice to grab one bottle of spice that just does everything. That one for me does everything. So I'll put that on there and real low heat, and I'll warm it up. I'll put a cover on it, and I'll just get it to a nice temperature. And then I'll chop up a bunch of lettuce and tomatoes, and I'll take the largest flour tortilla I can get a giant nonstick fry pan or cast iron lodge, heat it up, get a butter EVO or garlic EVO, whatever flavor you want to go with, and I will get it nice and warm, not too warm because you don't want it to go too fast, but I'll sear it and then I'll flip it over and make sure there's enough oil when you flip it over, and then start the searing on that side, and then I'll take on half of it, I'm going to put turkey and cheese, and then the onion and pepper mix, whatever you like putting on a quesadilla.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put cheese down, then the turkey, then the onions and peppers, and then more cheese. And then I'm going to flip it over, and I'm going to put a cover on it, and I'm going to flip that thing over once. And you'll end up with like a half moon device, right?
Sure, yeah.
And you throw that on your cutting board, and you get your pizza wheel out, and you just cut your triangles out of it, put them on plates, and then put a nice stack of lettuce and tomatoes and sour cream. I build the whole thing up together, and oh my gosh, it's so good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
My mouth's watering right now.
Yeah, that is good. I like soup this time of year. You don't have it all summer, and then when the weather breaks like this and we're starting to get a little bit colder weather, you know, turkey noodle soup.
Sure.
I'm not going to go through a recipe because everybody likes their own recipe of soup. But, man, that's a great way to use.
Yep.
You talked about all the pieces that are broken off, cut up, parts.
Well, here's
and whatever.
Something. And now you smoked yours, so it's not going to be as easy to do. You don't want to do it. But, like, do you ever boil the carcass? Because that gives you a lot of stock.
Right, yeah, right. And then you strain it.
You have to be careful.
Right, yeah. Yep. You boil that and strain it. And you're right, smoking wouldn't work with that. But
no,
if you had
I've tried it. It just leaves a weird taste.
Yeah, it's too strong.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. But, yeah, if you got your stock from boiling the carcass, because a lot of, and then you strain it with a one of those little metal strainers to get to get all the funky chunky out of it, and then
pick the meat out, take all the bone fragments out.
Yep.
But
that stock is
very
rich.
You
want to
boil
though.
That for a couple of hours,
right?
Because you want to break down all that fat,
right?
And I'll tell you, if you do that and you're careful. That's a fantastic stock. There's your soup right there.
Right, great starter.
Yeah.
For the soup, the noodles, peas, maybe diced up carrots and that turkey
and
in there. That's all I need.
Throw your... now, also, if you want to get really creative, you can make egg noodles.
Well...
Make homemade egg noodles.
Oh, well, okay.
They're really, really good.
Yeah.
And they're really super simple. You just take eggs and
noodles,
milk or water and flour, and you mix them together like a dough, and you get a... You know, if your wife has a rolling pin... Throw some flour down, you put a big ball of that down, and you roll it out.
I have no idea. I've not been married that long to see if she has one yet.
You haven't made her mad enough yet.
Right, yeah.
And you roll them out, and then you take, again, a big pizza wheel, and you cut your strips, and then you get baker's racks out, and you put them on the baker's racks and dry them, and then you drop them in the soup when the soup is ready. So then you cut up celery and garlic and...
Mm-hmm.
Get that broth going, add some more chunks of nice meat that's nicely cut, and then throw in your egg noodles, and then when the egg noodles are just about done, you put in some frozen peas. So your carrots and celery will go in first, and then the noodles, and then right when it's done, throw in your peas because they take like a minute.
Right.
And if you overcook them...
They get mushy.
Yeah, they're weird.
Yeah, they're not good. You could take almost that exact same guts that you just described for the soup and do it with like a cream of chicken soup and then put that in a pot pie. And I don't eat pot pies because I'm trying to watch my girlish figure, but that is one of my favorite things on earth is a pot pie. And you get a crust on the bottom and a crust on the top. And we'll do that.
My wife will do that superbly.
Right.
And that's her thing. She loves chicken pot pie or turkey pot pie.
Right.
And I'll guarantee you we will be having that. And hers is splendid. Here's the key. A good crust.
Yeah.
She'll even make them like with crust only on the top now because we're trying to lower our carbs.
Right.
That's
good, though.
It is. It's really good.
Mouth is watering just thinking about it.
And you talking about that soup, you could also go back into the Mexican direction, and you could, again, throw some of that tajin or whatever your favorite Mexican spices are, a little cumin, whatever, and get that broth nice. And then just throw some carrots and celery in there, and then... Serve that just as a nice soup without noodles, only it's got a Mexican profile, and then you put some tortilla chips on top, so you have a chicken tortilla or turkey tortilla soup.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yep.
But you want lots of good fat stock for that.
Right.
And what I also do is I always keep my bacon grease. I always have a big cup of it in the refrigerator.
Right.
And like if I'm not getting enough stock. Right before I finish that thing off, I'm going to put like a tablespoon of that bacon grease in there for some more fat.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Flavor's amazing.
So good.
You could, if you had diced bacon, it would go great in that, too.
Good.
Right? In the soup or the pot pie. It would either one of those. I mean, that's just...
Ice cream, it's good.
Yeah. Absolutely. Dipped in chocolate, it's good. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, the turkey... So what I hear us saying without saying it is you got to do something to it to jazz it up a little bit because just plain old white turkey
gets old
in a hurry. And seems like after it sits there a day or two, it dries out and you can't seem to keep it fresh. I suppose you could vac seal it, right?
Well, that's the best thing to do.
Right. And when do you do that? I mean, just as soon as it's cooled?
Yes.
And then you just start opening packages as you need
them. And
you can
put them in the freezer or you can...
Just keep them in the fridge.
Yes.
Yeah. So coming up next, let's talk. We might touch a little bit on vac sealed turkey because I got an idea for you. And then looks like we might have some egg rolls or some nachos. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.